Just making sure you can see it.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's it right there. Yeah, because that's where everybody else lines.
All right, teabaggers. Welcome back to the second episode of the second season. On this episode, we got Matt Memes.
What's good?
Evan Johnson.
Hello.
And then your regular host, D-Bears, Jordan and I.
What's good?
Hi.
Hey, dudes.
All right, so first things first, let's get this out of the way. How does it feel being hairstylist, you two?
You know, it wasn't the original path I decided to go down. However, through this and that and multiple connections, I really found my way. I couldn't be happier.
Matt.
Can you teach me how to style? Oh, go ahead, Matt. Sorry.
It's a vibe. You can just roll up wherever you want and just get in place.
Yeah, you know, just tell people, like, hey, man, I'm that hairstylist. Like,
complete omnipotence everywhere.
I want to say why you guys are hairstylists, but I can't.
I would like to too, but that would be a.
Can we not?
No. On the fence. No, that's
probably not.
That's a bridge we don't want to burn.
I mean, we can just say a mutual buddy.
Post Malone. Oh.
Okay.
I wish we were buddies with Post.
A person we know, and we can't say anything else more about.
I'm not gonna lie, Evan. That was very well played. This is why I call Evan my uncle. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, he basically fits in with the family. No, I'm not even kidding. He takes care of me.
I bet.
I'm the friend you have where either you love or hate, and possibly at the same time, because I'm always telling you, stop doing that.
I feel like white people are usually, like, a good caretaker, though. We got Jordan as our producer. He just, you know, provides whatever when we buy need stuff.
he just runs the card.
The walking wallet, as my dad would say. Also white, so perfect.
Yeah. To be honest, I feel like the role should be different because of our jobs, but it's okay.
I mean, Jordan's full-time. Oh,
Mr. Moneybags over here.
Dude, that's Moneybags.
Hey.
All you guys have guap right now.
Guava.
Yeah.
No, guap. he said guap, yeah, not guap. Guava.
All right, I'm going to cut it. I'm done.
You know that song by Big Sean? It's like, see me getting guap right now. Have you heard
oh,
that
no, I only know.
Okay, it's a total.
How about La 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 by BB God. No Money and
you mean
Y2K?
Well, they do talk
how
about
I guap like that.
Oh, yeah.
That song is so fire. Have you seen the video? It just came out.
It's like a really? They made a music video?
Dude, it's awesome, dude. It's fire. It's complete memes.
Dude, I was actually proud when I saw that, like, top viral song. I was like, dude,
bro,
this is a banger.
We're not talking just, like, memes. We're talking, like, meme with, like, a big-ass budget.
No, like...
So, like, then it's, like, a beautiful, like, painted meme.
Yeah.
Like, fucking...
There's some art to it, man.
I absolutely love that song.
I do, too. Yes. It's stupid as hell, but, is it great.
Dude, it slaps, and honestly, the melodies are very catchy. You can't, like, help but, like, hum, like the first 3 seconds of the song.
Yeah, it's usually on repeat when I'm watching porn.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Dude. Okay, the other day... Can I tell a story then?
I'd love to hear
can
your
I
story.
Can I actually tell a story? Okay, this is legit, no fucking cap.
Proceed.
Yeah.
Evan, I think you know about this. Maybe I didn't tell you. I'm a 22-year-old guy, yet my mom walked in on me, like, jerking off. and no, and I was wearing... I was butt naked, and I was wearing fucking AirPods.
Wait, the other day?
Dude, this is like last week.
Oh, really?
No way. No, you haven't no told me this. Way.
Okay, yeah, maybe because I was like cringing. But honestly,
I mean, that's traumatizing.
But believe it or not, I took it like a champ. Like, okay, I was watching Mia Malkova, my favorite actress in the American film industry.
Top five choice.
100%. She's been my go-to since I was probably like 17. It's been a while, or however long she's
damn,
been on
she's
the scene.
Been in the industry that long?
I don't care.
I guess it's out of loop.
Well, I knew
at
she was coming beforehand,
years.
Bro. Like, whatever it was, I probably just had a sense that she was coming. Like, this is my girl, dude. And I was, you know, just doing my usual routine. I usually tell my mom I'm going to take a shower. I don't
proper
take a shower
routine.
For, like, 30 fucking minutes. And I was, you know, just mid-movie, man. And I have, okay, so, you know, my Asian mother, she spoils me. She gives me the master bedroom. But you know what that comes with? It has a con. So I have double doors with no lock on the top. So you can just, like, push through the door. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
a saloon.
Even if I lock the door on the handle. Saloon. Yes. Dude.
Someone's been playing too much Red Dead.
That's what I was going to say. It was like RDR, like saloon.
Wait, there's no doorknob?
No, you can lock the knob, but you can just push. You can just, it's so pointless. You can just push the fucking door open.
It's a false sense of security.
So
for
my
Matt.
Sense of security is I put like my baby stool, like in front of the door, so like it, at least I have like 3 seconds. Like if like I hear like a yeah. creak, I can like roll off the bed, hide under, like butt naked.
wait.
I might smash like my rod, but it's okay. Like, dude, we're Asian,
I think,
bro. It's like
you have no out. I think rolling off the bed on the floor is already like
okay,
the
well,
same thing as getting caught.
So okay, what does an Asian mom do best? They come in with bowls of fruit. So I was,
that's a fact.
That's actually
straight
a
fact.
Dude, nine out of yeah. 10 times I've been to Matt's house, I'm getting mad fruit.
Dude, same. It's like 12 a.m.
I get fed.
Dude, my mom will come in my room like mid-session, like game for whatever example.
At least you're not like stroking your hog, right? Like, fucking...
choking the chicken.
Yeah. No, but like she comes in and she goes, Matthew, I have grapes. And keep in mind, dude, I'm sorry. Can you imagine this sight? Like, she hasn't seen this before. Imagine seeing your son, like just like mid, like
mid fucking
a
stroke.
4'11 Vietnamese woman, dude, with a bowl of fruit in hand.
I had my Jergens like next to me too, like my lotion. It was everything was.
He had the fucking setup.
No, but you would think it would be like a quick like, you think it'd be like a quick like, oh, like I'm sorry, right? She walks in, and she just, I think she's like in shock. So she's like, hey, like, what are you doing? And I'm looking, I'm like, mom, like, I'm like, I'm naked.
Oh, no.
There's more to this. Don't worry.
We can jump cut, I guess, to it.
Can you guys actually, or I can just, you know.
No, we can.
No, you can just go into it.
Okay.
No, I mean, this is, just jump cut it to it.
You want to?
Well, because we've already been staggered.
Now you have.
I guess in the meantime, while we.
No, we'll jump cut to that specific part. And then
if you just loop that, it's like instant 100K streams of Spotify algorithm. They love it.
I guess in the meantime, Matt, if you want to tell people, what do you do?
Oh, I make beats in my room 12 hours a day, and I drink coffee. It's about it.
But what kind of coffee?
Just straight up, dude, like cold brew with non-fat.
Not even Phil's?
Phil's is fire. Mint mojito, dude. I'm new on the trend, but I saw the love of my life at Phil's, and I'm going to just pretend that I'm going for the mint mojito, but I'm going for the sea of my life. You know what I mean? Like, she hasn't showed up in the past 7 days that I've gone. I keep in mind this is spaced out. I guarantee you the staff is just like, look at this sad man. Like, but they're going to take my money.
They're starting to get on a first name basis.
My one of my close friends, Kyle, he's like, he made this joke like, I feel like this girl could have gone to college like in any other place. And there's like, they're like, this poor bastard.
And she's
man.
Just
like,
in here for
she's
like
from
the
Connecticut,
summer.
Man. Like, he'll never know. That probably is the case.
Speaking of Phil's, I don't tell either of you guys, I ran into Matt this morning or this evening at like 2 p.m.
Really?
Yeah.
It was quite the reunion.
It wasn't planned at all.
No, it wasn't. Well, because Matt and one of our other buddies like canceled. So I was like, all right, fine. So I hit up some other friends, and then when I went, I saw them.
Cause, yeah, because no, we had a friend that was supposed to come down for
exactly.
the day, and it just didn't go through. And like,
yeah.
And then like, it was very spontaneous. Like he was at like a nearby shopping center, and he's like, dude, you want to like hang out? I'm like, sure. And we just went.
Yeah. So it's just really funny when we ran into each other. I was like, what are the fuck are the odds?
And
well, did you walk into him choking his chain?
I wish.
Oh no! Yeah.
At Phil's, I mean, I feel like that's the second most place.
You're
that
lucky.
You're choking your chain.
If my AirPods are in, I'm gonna do it. Yeah, if my AirPods are out, I'm not gonna do it.
And definitely after a mint mojito, right?
Absolutely, those things are hype, man.
Dude, they are. That's the only drink I wanted. Like I've had so far. I was gonna get the rosé, but I got roasted, so I was like, okay.
Dude, it's crazy because Phil's menu is just like alcoholic beverages, like names without anything in it. They just make fancy ass like white girl coffee that we all die for, like
fucking hipsters. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Evan, what's your choice like coffee, Mr. Hotel Guy?
I mean, I just drink coffee like how I like my men, black.
I'm more of a brown guy.
I'm a little light caramel hazelnut in there.
You guys are so diverse.
So yellow.
So yellow. No, there's no vanilla in there.
I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink coffee?
No.
I don't blame you, man, because, look, I mean, I'm addicted, and it's like, it does nothing to me at a certain point. It's like kind of... It's sad.
Matt's an angel investor in Starbucks.
Dude, they have taken my soul. But it's okay. You know. I don't spend my money on anything else but that.
But yeah. So Matt, you were saying about that story before I asked
you. Okay, so my mom walks in on me. I'm wearing fucking AirPods. I'm laughing because I'm like, dude, this looks so stupid. And like, I'm like envisioning this from a bird's eye view.
And sorry to cut you off, but that's the only thing you're wearing? Like, not even socks?
No,
only AirPods.
Naked AirPods, dude. Like, the only thing I was missing was a wave. I'm not even kidding. Like, straight up.
That's the definition of wealth right there, wearing nothing but AirPods.
I was pretty wealthy for... Okay, you're gonna... This is where, like, Mamba mentality comes in. Shout out Kobe Bryant. She shows up, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like... What are you doing in here? I'm like, Mom. I'm like, I'm naked. And she's like, oh, sorry. Like, where do I put this fruit? And I'm like, okay, so next door I have like a whole room, like a studio. I'm like, just put it in the studio. And she's like, are you sure? Keep in mind, I'm like, can you please get out? Like, I'm like, my anxiety's kind of running a little high now. I'm like, my mom just saw me like in my most vulnerable state. And
how are you vulnerable? You have AirPods on.
Is she not aware? Like, do you have your covers on over you? Or
no,
something?
I'm my dumb ass is just laying there.
No, so you're just laying naked. And she asks you, "What are you
wait,
doing?
Wait, are you gripping your shmeet?
Wait, this entire
you're
time,
like,
Matt.
Mom, I'm naked. I just
okay. Wait. Every one of your guys' guesses are absolutely on the dot.
Wait, so the entire time you're actually there's no sheets covering your
it
pork
was
sword.
Really hot, man, and I had a fan going.
Holy shit,
dude, it was bad. And then, so, you know, wow. so then she closes the door, finally. But what does Mamba mentality do? Job ain't done yet.
No. So did you stare into her eyes and start finishing?
No, I put back on my film, and I finished the race, man. And then I took my shower. I went downstairs, and we had a talk. And honestly, you know, my mom was a scientist, so she's like, look, I get it. She's like, everyone's got to do it. And I was like, great.
You should have been like...
We put that in the bag, man, and we move forward.
Should have been like, I mean, Mom.
That sounds like a... Couldn't have gone any better.
It was, yeah, it like the ending, like you'd think the talk
hey,
would
man,
be crazy. But
no. If it was a stepmom, all the training that we've occurred.
That's true.
Will lead to
all
a different outcome.
Yeah, Matt would have been in an adult film.
Oh my God, dude. But you know what? Like my film friends tell me, you know, once you go porn, you get stuck, you know? You get stuck in
that's
the industry.
Headed,
is that actually a thing?
Yeah, that's fine. No, isn't that true?
Oh, maybe wait, no. Jordan's headed down that
Jordan,
pathway.
Are you in film as well?
Not really, but a little bit.
Okay, see, I wouldn't be surprised though. I feel like you have like artistic quality. You know?
I mean, he got artistic
it's
quality.
The glasses,
he got,
huh?
It is the glasses.
It's glasses. He got asked to be in one recently.
Nathan really? Wears glasses. Where? Donnie wears glasses.
Yeah, I'm wearing glasses right now, but usually I'm a contacts boy.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Wait, Evan, do you wear glasses? I forget.
I used to wear glasses because my vision is 20/40.
Damn. Why not 20/20?
So one eye used to be super magnified, and one just wasn't. So one eye was way bigger than the others. And I said, fuck that. I don't want to look like a moron. So I just get one contact.
Damn.
In this eye.
Wait, you have one contact?
One contact.
You never told me this. That's crazy.
I don't really tell anyone because it's not that cool.
I think it's kind of a fun
I think
fact,
it's
though.
Pretty
I think
sick.
That's kind of,
yeah,
like,
dude.
If you worded it, make it sound like you have a telescope. You're like, yeah, I can just zoom in and out.
You know what would be really sick?
If you got a
20/20 vision.
Yeah.
Perfect vision would be
yeah,
really
cool.
Yeah,
what's up, guys?
No,
it's only 20/20.
I think just the eyeglass, the one glass.
Oh, the monocle?
Yeah, the monocle.
And like a top hat. And how do you do, my lady?
But it's not actually a top hat. It's a fedora.
Oh, damn it, D-Bears, you're so right.
Top hats are in style, though, too, dude.
Oh,
your
I fucking
T-Pain
bet.
Bro. T-Pain and Slash.
Yeah, what the fuck
Slash,
is up with
dude.
T-Pain recently? He's been coming up in the memes.
Dude, you know what's funny, though? Like
T-Pain, really?
Yeah.
He made some good music again.
I mean,
his last album
does.
Was pretty fire.
Oh, really?
A lot of people forget,
did he
too,
actually
yeah.
sing, though? It's like his
like without autotune?
Amazing.
Dude,
yes. Well, I mean, the reason why his autotune's so good is because he can carry a pitch. Yeah. He doesn't even need it for correction. He just it's just a cool filter.
It's literally just a style. That's why he's like the pioneer of that. But like
well, that's why he made it.
Dude, but like no one had an idea that he could sing for like the first like couple years, and then like this video came out of him just like singing without it, and like the whole internet freaked out.
It was in like a bookstore or something. It was like an acoustic session, and everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, I saw his Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah, it was
like
a Tiny Desk.
Is that what that was?
Ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, this man uses autotune.
I know. He does it just because it sounds good. Yeah. But yeah, he can carry a tune.
I think though, if like if
oh,
you're
I have
in,
birds.
Like, the... Oh. Do they want to join?
No, they've joined for the last three episodes.
Do you really have birds?
Yeah.
What kind of birds are they?
Blue jay, mockingjay.
The ones that
mockingjay. Wow, my favorite Hunger Games book. But you have a blue jay, really?
Yeah,
that's very cool.
It's upstairs. His name's Charles.
That came from upstairs.
Yeah,
man,
he's pretty
those
fucking
fuckers
loud.
Are loud. Yeah.
Does Meta Knight count as a bird?
Well, like, are bats birds?
Because I have Meta Knight.
Are they rodents?
Huh?
Are bats birds? Because like, I guess the closest thing to Meta Knight would be a
Bats are my worst. Right?
What the fuck is
nightmare.
A Meta Knight?
Have you not played Smash?
Have you not played Kirby? Super Smash, bro?
Meta Knight's porn
oh.
star.
Oh.
Yeah, Meta Knight's actually Post Malone under the mask.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I can see it.
Meta Knight is Marshmallow, bro.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Marshmallow's Daft Punk, both of them.
That's true.
Marshmallow's.com, actually.
Yeah, I know, actually, on the real. No, it's... No, it's...
But yeah, I mean,
it's Will Ferrell, actually, if you've seen the video. There's an unveiling. There's actually an unveiling.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Like, yeah. God that was damn. Really smart marketing, though. They had, like, a bunch of people. Like, Tiesto did it one time, too.
I thought wasn't Diplo under it one
time?
They had
Shawn Mendes do it, too.
Oh, it was Shawn Mendes.
It was. It's amazing. I do like that. I'm like, that's funny. Like, you could just troll everybody every time.
Yeah. And then wasn't Chantel Jeffries
one? I wish.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Chantel Jeffries is the love of everyone's life. And if, you know, if you disagree,
you're wrong.
There's a problem.
You deserve to be ostracized.
No cap.
But yeah. Did you guys have any questions for them?
No.
All right, that's a wrap. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. Yeah, we'll see you next week.
I mean, we're like all friends, so like.
I mean, yeah, but like, I mean, like, for example, like Matt, like, what got you into the music scene?
Okay, so I played piano since I was like a youngin, right? I kept trying to push it away, and it kept approaching me multiple times in my life. I studied with really strict teachers, old fashioned, like. They're not like hit you on the wrist kind because yeah. That's like illegal now. Then like it's like, you know,
true.
If this was 20 years ago, maybe something different in piano scene. But like they make you cut your nails. They make every you're super diva, but like very strict teachers. Mid lesson, I was like 13. I guess I discovered I had perfect pitch and I was like, OK, but that doesn't mean anything. I don't know what that means. You know, as a kid,
I like the movie.
My teacher. Yeah, exactly. And Pitch Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pitch Perfect. 69. Okay. Anyways.
Perfect Pitch is the sequel.
Yeah. It's actually the prequel.
There you go.
No, but yeah, like my piano teacher was like, oh, she pulls my mom aside and she's like, you know, like you should really do something with this. And I'm like, shut up. Like I quit. So don't tell me what to do. Yeah. No, I was like
natural
mom,
rebellious.
I'm gonna go
response.
To school now. Fuck yeah. This.
No. So I quit at like 13 years old. I stay away from piano for a little bit. Cause I'm like, I want to play what I want to play. Cause I'd be like, I would try to like push my teachers. I'm like, I want to play like All Star by Smash Mouth. And they're like, no, you have to play Concerto 69 like in D minor. I'm like, all right, fire. I'm like, great.
On a recorder.
So, no, but then come like, I think right post like high school, I started making like really shitty beats. Like, but I'm like, you know, when you first start out, like it's just for fun.
Yeah.
But like, you know,
you make
your first beat and you literally think you're Billboard number one. And that lasts for like 2 years and you realize, all right, okay, I got like a long road ahead of me. The more I started doing it, you start getting addicted and then, you know, you kind of just like push yourself saying, all right, I can actually do this. And as like, you know, social media is like, you're seeing a lot of careers being started. Like,
yeah.
Just by people posting their stuff.
Fucking
online,
Bad
and, like,
Baby, Jacob Sartorius.
Dude, now labels are circumstantial. Yeah. Like some people
such
don't have
a heartthrob.
Yeah. No, Jacob Sartorius, dude. No, but anything's possible out there. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to jump at it. And then dropped everything, and here I am. So
fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So now you've been on the scene for a while as both a hairstylist and a Spotify artist. So it's amazing.
No cap, man.
Yeah.
But I had to like fight against like, I think just like traditional culture, you know, because like I was raised old fashioned. I was supposed to become a doctor. That clearly went, you know, as to plan. But
as to plan.
Yeah. But no,
so
it's all good.
Artist and doctor on the side. I respect that.
Yeah, man. No, it's artist and Minecraft player. Yeah.
What about you, Evan? Well, I know because I know you're currently working at Renaissance and stuff, but
right.
I know you've been trying to transition.
Yeah. So as of what?
Today is
October
the 30th
of last year.
Uh huh.
So how many months is that? 10.
Yeah.
10 months.
10 months.
I've been doing music venue and music festival IT work.
What have you done, Coachella?
Not yet.
He's done dope festival though.
But that is, I mean, Coachella is the end game. I mean, that's the holy grail of Golden Voice.
Oh, that's a fact.
So, but I've been doing that like off and on for like the past 10 months. Started doing it with a good buddy of mine, Steve Hughes. Used to be the IT director of Observatory. We've all been there a bunch of times for shows, I'm sure.
Yeah, dude.
I met him actually at Renaissance on his like first day signing up, and
oh shit, no way!
Very first day, yeah. He happened to be wearing an Observatory T-shirt, a commented on it, just hit it off.
Does he live in Aliso?
Oh, no, he lives in Laguna Niguel. He lives really close to you guys. He lives like Marina Hills area.
So this guy worked at Renaissance?
No, he was a member. Sorry. Oh, so he was a club member.
Okay, that makes more sense.
So I was like, I was getting him situated with his membership on his first day. And just became really good friends after that. He took me to a lot of shows, which was really generous of him. And then I was showing a lot of distaste in wanting to get, or in the going down the conventional path that my parents wanted me to, which was go to college and
become a stripper.
Exactly. That's you
the
know,
whole line.
You know, that's a, yeah, hospitality degree.
Exactly.
Don't knock until you try it, by the way.
And I decided
stripping
to
or school.
The stripping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I decided to drop all that and pursue some form of work in music. I've done One Love Reggae Fest.
Oh shit.
That's a huge one.
That was a big Golden Voice event. That was earlier this year, I believe in February. That was a 3-day festival. It was right off the Queen Mary, which was really cool.
Ooh. I remember hearing about it. I was like, oh, that's kinda dope, but I never had the chance to go.
That was super fun. That was a great festival. I had a really good time doing it. Was contracted to do EDC this year. May possibly be doing Nocturnal Wonderland, which is in a few weeks. So, and then been doing a bunch of stuff around the observatory, both in Santa Ana and the one in North Park, which is in San Diego, yeah. Right? Just trying to break my way in through there. I love music, and I don't really care what kind of job I do. I just want to be involved in the industry, you know. So
honestly, I feel that.
Luckily, it's a big industry, so there's.
There's so many jobs.
Yeah,
yeah. Everyone thinks like it's only like the front lines. I'm like, there's so much stuff to go that goes into just like delivering music to the consumer, or like whether it's live, like digitally. Like there's millions of subgenres in the field that you pursue: management, business, like finance, whatever it be.
100%. And I'm you know, as cool as the IT work is, you know, I'm really just doing it for the most part to meet a lot of people and build connections, because I have a really good family friend who's like nephew works with different agencies in LA representing different talents and artists and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I would just love to be able to meet a bunch of people, create a lot of experiences, so then I could apply it to something like to what they do, you know, and representing talent and artists. Yeah. And because I think that would be the most enjoyable for me, you know.
So you want to be like an agent?
I would love to. Yeah. One day.
And that it's funny because like, people who do become agents, you never know where it's going to take you. Like, someone could literally just be like trying to, like, they're interested in the music industry, they're great at talking.
Next thing you know, he's like the next Travis Scott or something.
Dude, Evan, and then he gets a Netflix like, special. On the real, Evan is one of the best communicators I ever met. Which is also the reason why we became very close very quick. And I'm like, dude, I could just see him like genuinely building solid relationships with people in the industry. So like. It can be like beautifully surprising where it takes you. You could just be talking to somebody. Next thing you know, like they could be in a certain situation where they need help, you know, representation.
Easily.
Yeah. You never know. That's what I'm saying. It's just like there's unlimited ways things can happen.
I mean, like the day Matt and I became super close friends was like the week after I dropped out of college.
You cruised the studio, dude.
Yeah. Cause I came over and I had some ideas for music I just wanted to kind of goof off with. And he immediately was like, yeah, come on over. And, it sounds funny, but I was like kind of nervous because this is when Matt was starting to make waves with his music. So I was just like, oh, he's probably just going to think, you know, it's just, oh, this amateur, you know, and he's going to like, it's going to be shitty and whatnot. But he was honestly really cool and like super welcoming. And I don't know, I was like super comfortable with it and he made it like super fun. So
THX.
Love so you guys going to make our intro to the podcast then?
Yeah. No, I'm down.
If yeah,
you guys gotta come over. Like I could do it.
Honestly, little jingle, down.
The guitar, hit him up though.
Like, yeah, I can play the guitar. I'll sing if you need it. Matt can sing too. So Matt's a one man band, really.
Yeah, we'll just do the ad libs.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do like some ad libs.
We'll figure it out.
Sure.
Who knows? Maybe we'll start our own career right after.
Okay, so we're gonna ear rape.
The sky's the limit.
Yes.
Ooh. Ear rape. Ooh.
Yes.
Guys, I'm an e-boy now.
Jesus Christ.
I'm already hard. Keep going.
Okay, so I'm getting
out. What's your Twitch?
What's my Twitch?
Yeah, dude. Is it twitch.tv/AlisoEboy?
Yes.
And what do you do on the Twitch?
What
you
do I do on the Twitch? Tickle your nipples? No, I'm one of those guys that films myself sleeping and gets donos.
Okay.
Explain to me what an e-boy is.
Okay, they basically exist, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but they exist more on like the internet, right? And like in like outside,
it's just like an e-girl.
Yeah, outside in the real world, like you're really quiet, but like
an e-girl.
So basically it's like a super shy internet person. Girl. That's a super shy in person, right?
Well, shouldn't that be an i-girl?
That's what I said, but then I was like,
cuz
everyone's already saying
cuz she's not an ethernet girl,
I think,
right?
It's just, that's what I'm
she's
saying.
An internet
e-girl
girl?
Probably okay. Rolls off the tongue better, but like these people secretly like they could be like at a coffee shop or something, and the way that like they don't even want to like order, right?
Yeah,
like, what
just,
do you want? And they're just like right?
Yeah,
but then
they're
just
super
home.
Shy.
No, they go home though, and they have like a Discord,
like an
empire.
Yeah. Yes. They basically like run like subreddits. They'll run like.
Is it the same as like cam girls, or are they completely different?
No, cam girls. No, they're just stripping for money and doing like shit. Like, oh, you're so big. Like, aha.
Well, they're doing a lot more
these
than stripping.
People, though, okay, so let's just say these people are totally extroverted online, yeah. But like outside, pretty introverted.
Jordan, didn't you used to be an e-boy? Yeah. You used to run like a Minecraft like server.
I didn't run it, but I was a big part of one.
Major contribution.
Dude, yeah, when I started to get to know Jordan a couple of months ago, or like a year ago, actually.
Yeah, it's been a year now.
Yeah. Time flies. This guy, like, we found, like, he used to, like, be super popular enough for, it was like, I was kind of, like, flabbergasted in the Minecraft community.
Popular enough to know you.
Exactly.
And be in your presence.
Exactly. He came into my YouTube recommendations, like, oh, I still play Minecraft. What's good? Let me click this. So then, yeah, he told us he used to like host people's servers. What was it?
That's actually wholesome.
I was an admin on a server, and then I also was just a part of a YouTuber server, and everyone knew my name.
Was it PewDiePie? Is that why you stan him?
No, I wish though. That'd be great.
You're still in contact with a lot of Minecraft babes.
Yeah, dude, it's wild. Like,
you liking their tweets?
Like, okay. Like, it's insane. We'll be playing we'll be playing like Xbox and shit, like just late night, and then Jordan just goes through his list of friends on it, and it's like he's just describing it to us, and one of them is my old Minecraft people, girls that like he'll just invite to our party and hope that they join. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, a lot of people just add me because of my name on Xbox. It's Asian Wannabe,
and you know he's an e-boy.
Is that like a famous like gamer tag? Do like a lot of people know that?
It's just very OG. It just doesn't have any letters in it. It's just Asian Wannabe.
Yeah,
you just said OG, man. I'm sorry. I have a custom skin of OG Mudbone on my like online Minecraft
character.
Oh, God. I swear. It's real, dude. I found it on the internet, bro. I searched the interwebs and I found a custom skin, dude.
If you don't know who OG Mudbone is,
he's a basketball
player.
Look it up.
He played for the Knicks.
He has a mean crossover.
Go on Google and then click the videos tab.
I don't know who this is. I'm about to do it right now.
Okay. Oh, you won't be disappointed.
Can you put the audio on max and put it towards the microphone?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
this will be exciting.
You're gonna have to wait a second, though.
Has to clear his own history.
I think I've probably seen that skin once or twice.
Really?
Before.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I have it, and it's like the best, like 8-bit, like giant schlong I've ever seen.
Yeah, but yeah, Evan. In terms of it, e-boy and e-girl are basically just like people who are shy in person, but just live like this lavish life online. They have a huge following,
like, and they just like make videos. What do they do?
They just chat with people. And, like,
Jesus.
They don't
Christ.
Always.
Nathan found OG Mudbone.
Yeah,
was his exclamation.
He's looking at his Pornhub profile picture right now.
He's not a basketball player like Matt.
Let me see this shit.
No. What's his rating in 2K?
I mean, how could he not be good?
85 overall.
He can triple fucking...
Triple dribble?
Triple dribble.
Guys, no, I'm going to say this. If he has a badge in 2K, it's long range Deadeye Hall of Fame. Trust me when I say that. I'm not wrong.
God damn it.
I'm done.
Oh my God.
Expert finisher.
Just looking at a preview.
I mean, one could argue that that's art.
Did any of you guys watch the VMAs by any chance?
I did not this year.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I usually do, dude, but I missed it this year.
Yeah, I only saw the highlights. Cardi B won fucking award. I got really depressed.
It's a shame that MTV is no longer MTV. For anyone that doesn't know, MTV stands for music television. But all I'm seeing is a lot of teen mom. and a bunch of malarkey like that. So I don't, you know, I don't understand what the board of MTV is really doing.
I just
doing.
Like stopped watching TV the past like 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I only have Netflix, Hulu, and Showtime because of what I have. Yeah, like my subscription.
Student discount, right?
Fuck yeah.
100%.
Some students get this thing called like Xfinity, right? And you can like watch.
Yeah, some of like the actual like UCs and Cal States, I think.
Yeah,
offer
like
it.
It's like this really? Whole TV network thing. Like,
isn't that the Verizon thing?
Yeah, no it's idea, it's yeah. through Verizon,
and you can like watch like strip like Laker games. And
that's
shit, like,
yeah,
that's dope.
That's why you basically it basically is free, but it's part of the tuition, so it's not really free.
Evan brought chopstick.
I need it. My lips get super dry.
That's a smart move, dude. I was resistant to chopstick like for like years until literally this year.
EOS.
Dude. This podcast is brought to you by Chapstick.
I've never had to use Chapstick.
Lucky. Well, because you're
ever?
No.
Because. What about Burt's Bees? Because this is an actual brand.
Nope. Never used Chapstick.
You've never used lip balm?
No, never had to.
Yeah, the Mango Sunrise is really
good. Wait, is Chapstick?
It's a brand.
Yeah. It's a brand?
Yeah. It's just like Kleenex.
Lip balm is actually what this is. The brand is Chapstick. You didn't
bullshit.
Know that, really?
That's crazy.
Wait, so it's. Just told me
something. Really?
Oh, God, I just got my dick blown off.
Well, I mean, like,
really?
How catchy, though, right? Chapstick?
Yeah.
Because your lips are chapped, and it's a stick of a lip balm. So,
I mean, like, yeah, that's what you could use it for, too. I've seen it used in different cam girl videos.
I met this guy who says you can put fucking Burt's Bees, like the minty chapstick, on your eyelids, and it gets you high. And I said,
what?
You gotta try.
Okay. I was like, all right, guy. And that was the end of that conversation.
Oh, you didn't try it.
Tried it
and no, I did not try it. Because I didn't want to put chapstick on my fucking eyelids.
Bro,
it's
I heard
my
it's
lips.
Just your eyelids. Bro. I mean, yeah. They
you
want to
do it right now, D-Bears?
Do you have Burt's Bees?
No, but I have Mango Sunrise chapstick.
It's not going to have the same effect. I'm just going to feel like I'm on a tropical wave, not high.
Well, I heard when you do difference? It, no. Well, when you do it, you levitate like Chris Angel, like for real.
Mind brain.
But you have to really.
That's how he does it.
Mind that brain. Is.
He puts on chaps like, before the show. He's like, all right, it's going to activate in 10 minutes.
That's how he walks on water.
Chris Angel's just like, damn it. I'll find out.
Yeah, no, what he does is like, you know, like when they like cover like the magician with like the blanket. He just takes out like chapstick and just starts scrubbing his eyes.
Dude. He just douses himself.
No, all you hear is, and he's like scrubbing his eyes, dude.
You think he puts it on his gooch?
What's a gooch, bro?
No, that's what David Blaine does.
The gooch is the part between the back of your balls and the beginning of your asshole.
I know. I thought you were talking about like
that
the
was coochie.
The reason, the reason women don't have, they're also called taints. The reason they don't have those is because that's where their vagina is.
This is my favorite episode.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I knew what a gooch was, but you know what also? When you guys say gooch, I think of like, you know the brand Dope? Like the clothing brand Dope?
Yeah.
Remember those people?
That's an old fucking brand.
Have you seen the dudes?
It.
They walk around with like the off-brand like design of like the Dope logo and it says gooch on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Like yeah. That's what I think.
G-O-O-C-H, yeah.
Who with the O's like that? Intertwined like that?
Like, who the fuck did that? Is that like a... Like,
I've never seen...
Oh, I've
really?
Seen, I've seen a multiple, and it's like the black masters. With like the gold like
yeah.
writing on the hat. It's like the
fun fact: Matt used to own a Dope hat, and you would wear it really tight and
yeah.
High up on the head. It was
yeah.
awesome.
And I thought it would get me a lot of girls. Now guess how many girls I got?
All of them.
Zero.
Each and every
hey, but
one
you
of
still
them.
Look dope.
Thanks, baby.
You literally looked dope.
Do you want to go to homecoming?
we miss high school, by the way.
If you make a sign for me.
I'm going to sneak in a flask, bro, at the dance.
Brossimer will never find it.
Bro, we about to spike the Kool-Aid, bro. No cap. Ooh, woo.
That's wild.
That's wild.
Are there any current events you guys wanted to talk about? Or any
I mean, I was just going to ask you guys about, like...
Oh,
you guys...
we'll take it away, D-Bears.
I was thinking of... Did you guys watch Travis Scott's Netflix documentary?
I actually did. I watched it yesterday.
Was it any good?
I mean...
It's just kind of like what you would expect out of it.
Well, what would you expect out of it?
I mean, just... Because I saw the description where it's like going over from Astroworld to what he is now.
Well...
I didn't see it yet. Yeah.
Okay,
wait, how could they start at Astroworld?
That's the thing. That's what bugged me. It's like...
No, it started from when he first started.
What, did you see it?
No, I just saw the preview, but like
okay,
they were playing.
I've seen it.
They were playing before the rodeo, so that was like SoundCloud era Travis Scott.
Did they cover like any of his like SoundCloud stuff?
I mean, like they touched on it
See,
here and
I
there,
figured.
But well, the main premise Like, if I could give you a proper synopsis of the film, it would be Astro World used to be an actual theme park in Houston.
Yeah.
And Travis Scott grew up with it, and he loved it. He'd go there all the time with his family. But eventually, the city of Houston closed it down, and that, like, fucked with him because that was such a memorable place for him. So he made Astro World in basically in memoriam of the real Astro World, and because the record was so popular, and brought so much attention to Houston, which is where he was born and raised. The mayor, as you see in the movie as well, when he's in Houston for his Astro World, part of his Astro World tour, in the venue, the mayor comes out onto the stage with him and hands him the key to Houston in front of everyone.
That is really cool.
And then as he's doing that, he tells the audience, the mayor does, tells the audience that we are rebuilding Astro World, the theme park. I think the overall message of the story was, you know, always go back to home,
remember your roots.
Exactly. That's a way better way of saying it. Remember your roots, remember where you came from, and, you know.
That's
probably really dope then, honestly.
And it was like a real good, like, feel good moment at the end of the movie, honestly. It was really touching.
Wait, how long is it? Like 2 hours?
An hour and a half.
Okay.
So was it more about like that general sense of it rather than like how he came from SoundCloud to where he is now?
Like I said, they kind of just touched on it here and there.
But the main part was just like mainly had like the whole Astro World.
The main part was the connection of the project of Astro World and the memories that the real Astro World, the theme park, gave
like
him.
Played into him making that album.
Right. The Astro World is the entire inspiration for that album.
Yeah, which makes sense.
So, but it, I mean, it was nice at the end. It just showed him really happy and content with everything he had done. So it's just like, damn, like, because he grew up in a horrible part of Houston.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like so many of those success stories, man. He made it.
His story is crazy, and though, like what they don't touch up on. Like, dude, he like would couch surf and like secretly like tell his parents he needed money for books and like laptop. And he booked a plane ticket to like L.A. and like couch surf for a little bit and like ended up finally meeting like Ye.
Dude, I feel like that's how you have to do it, though. You have to like strip everything, cannot lose. Like you can't lose anything.
You have to lose everything go from there.
Okay, for everybody, it's different. But I can tell you this: no matter what, if you're choosing anything in the creative field or something that's like does not require a degree, you're gonna be really out of your comfort zone and you're gonna be terrified. But if it works, it's really worth it. It's like
beat the hell
you
out
have
of
to
you.
Sacrifice a lot of security, but in exchange for a bigger reward and a lot of freedom. But you know, it makes sense because everything balances out, right? If you make it work, you have to suffer, so then you get a super dope life later. You know what I mean? It makes sense. It's fair game. Yeah,
you gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
That's right. But you gotta bag this baguette, win this wheat, and obtain the grain.
We gotta get esketamine, dog.
Esketamine. You know, it's like actually a real, like, I think it's like a nasal like spray.
Bullshit.
That treats
no it's up. Not oh, dude no guys. Don't fuck with me right now.
No, look it up, guys. I'm not even kidding. I read about it.
Esketamine is like a nasal medicine
for depression, right?
For depression.
Okay, maybe the internet just clowned me.
Wait, nasal?
Hold on. No,
I gotta check my story.
No, wait, no, Matt's not fucking around. It's called it's Spravato in parentheses esketamine nasal spray, now approved. It's a breakthrough depression.
Was it created by Dr. Pump?
No, but like the memes, like straight up, just like changed the whole course. Of,
yo,
like, the
it's
drug.
For depression too.
See, I told you.
You wouldn't fucking believe it.
My God.
Yo, the FDA approved esketamine nasal spray for severe depression as of this year in March.
Dude, it's real, wow, man. Okay, so thank God, dude.
Imagine your doctor prescribing you esketamine.
But you're already taking ketamine.
Dude, yeah, then you're going to get yourself in a K-hole, and you're going to be, like, laying on the ground, and you're not in control of yourself. And all you hear is, okay, so a K-hole is, like, when they take too much, and they're laying on the ground, and they're, like, they can't, like, control their body. They're just, like, frozen, right? And there's, like, this video I saw on YouTube, and these, like, stupid, degenerate dudes, like, are, like, filming their friend.
Was it Pike?
They're like, hey, man, Ricky's in a K-hole. And the guy who's in the K-hole, you see him on the ground, and all you see is, he's, like, laying there, he's, like, and he's, like, what the fuck? And apparently he's stuck in that stage for, like, 30, 40 minutes. So he just takes an L. So, anyways, kids. So
that's Victoria. Awesome.
The K-hole is a great place.
No, it's Arena K-Town. That's what you like, not K-hole.
Are you trying to kill me, man? We're going to go one day. You guys all want to go to Arena?
We're going
to
do the podcast there.
September 20th. Be there, be square.
No, but Arena K-Town is where it's at. Guys, I have Tinder Premium. I am.
All right, let's just jump into it. Let's
No shame.
I am a happy customer.
Oh, they're going to say you're a HAPA.
Actually, technically, yes. Yeah, you are. But a HAPA as well. You're a HAPA. Okay.
What's a HAPA?
If you're half Asian or like Islander and then half something else, right? You're mixed. Yeah, you're technically a HAPA.
You're a mixed Asian.
And it's a HAPA?
Yeah.
Why don't they Why don't they just call it a HAPA?
I don't know, but HAPA sounds
cool. I mean, there's probably another Urban Dictionary
term. Half of what you are.
Yeah, but then everyone would be like, I'm a HAPA.
Yeah, okay, like, honestly, I don't really
call. So everyone's like, oh, I'm a HAPA?
Okay, yes. Dude, the best feeling, though, is when, like, a girl will tell you you're a HAPA. Like, they're like, oh, like yeah, you're a HAPA. I'm like, oh, thanks so much. Yeah. Even though, like, she probably thinks I look like an ass crack. I'm like, it's fine.
When they notice, like... Huh? It's
a dumb,
dude. It's no, like, it's for us at least. We take home. Yeah, we like, no matter what, like, you just go home smiling. But, like, okay, anyways, I'm a Tinder Premium user and really proud customer. I have given them probably hundreds of dollars. I always say, I'm like, oh, I'm done after this month. And then the next month comes up, I'm like, I'm renewing. And everyone's like, fuck you, Matt, right? And I just keep renewing. But, like, so there's this feature called passporting. and you know what my friends and I say? We say, you know what? It's like you know, when
this,
you know,
motherfucker, this motherfucker go, I'm gonna go to Guam today.
No, dude, I have been all over the world. I have traveled to Puerto Vallarta or wherever the hell.
That's in Mexico.
What Matt will do is he has a map laid out in his studio and he just puts a push pin in every country he goes to.
The thing is, though, is lately I've been going local, man. I've been just posting up at Chapman University.
You passport to Chapman.
You damn fucking right, brother.
That's a 10 out of 10 right there.
I'm trying to find my wife out there, man. They don't like me, but I'm going to keep flying them. No, but like, okay, so I would transport, like, okay, so it's like I talk with my friend, shout out Ramin. I talk with him. I talk with him at like 1 in the morning, right? 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck this, man. I'm going on a business trip. And he's like, where are you going? I'm like, I open my Tinder. And I fly to fucking Arena K-Town on Wilshire, like Los Angeles. That is the club. Apparently on Thursday nights, they have the most, like, it's like 18 and up. And then, like, so a bunch of people come. But you just basically find the most beautiful Asian women on the planet. And for me and a lot of my other friends, that's our kryptonite.
Half white, half Asian are the best looking girls
in
this world.
Dude, half Asian, half Persian.
No cap.
We love you guys so much.
Evan, I met a... I was at a party one time and I was just meeting new people.
Uh-huh.
Half Persian, half Asian. I almost lost it.
I'm just going to kill him. I'm so... You know what, guys? I might just passport
half,
right after this.
Half Persian, half Asian reminds me of a certain Airbnb of someone we know.
The $250 Airbnb?
I thought it was $350.
But he shall be... remain unnamed.
He's welcome on this podcast if he knows who he is.
He shall be remained unnamed.
Oh,
bro.
Nathan.
Out here wilding.
All right, we're going to...
We all know.
Bro, he about
to... That's not the point.
No one knows.
It's for other people.
He about to have a word with you, dog, after this one. But you guys are going to hug it out.
I was just alluding to his L, not trying to out it.
Oh, we won't talk about the L.
Let me just tell you this. It was a very unfortunate L. In his defense, it was very, like, honestly, all the signs were leading to a W, and you can't do anything beyond that point, you know. But anyways, I'm a big fan of actually Airbnb-ing if you are taking a... So, okay, how do you follow through with the passport, you know? I Tinder passport. If I match with someone in Brazil, dude... Your boy's gonna have to Airbnb, man. Like, you know,
Matt's gonna have to change his availability.
Well, it's step one: sell my car and then spend that on the flight and then Airbnb, and then after that, just die. But, like, it's cool.
I'm more of a Vrbo kind of guy.
That's honestly
I'm more of a Trivago.
Trivago. Those are hotels.
I just take the battle bus everywhere, man. Yeah. It's a great form of
transportation. You just fly in.
I just do /TP.
I don't thank the bus driver, though. I'm like, fuck you. And I just jump out with my equalizer glider.
Oh, my
God. You hear, like, the beat?
It's we're hearing all communities right now.
You hear a nice 128 BPM dance floor banger, dude, as you descend to Mother Earth.
God damn it.
I have a Tinder notification.
Goodness. Matt has, I'll just say it. Matt has way better success on Tinder.
Yeah, it works
and
for you, huh?
Than I do. He doesn't give himself as much credit for being as good looking as a guy as he is.
No, thank you, dude.
Because he says all this wacky ass shit that the four of us can say, but it would never work.
Exactly.
Matt does it, and they're like, "Hat lol, you want to get boba?" And he's like, "Lamau, yes, you are Babe." And he spells babe, B A B E, accent mark. So it's Babe.
Well, lately I've been
and
on
girls
this
eat this shit up. Girls love Matt. He's got it. I don't know what he's got, but he's got it. It
love
just
you,
works.
Man. Thank you so much.
Goals.
Look, man. All I can say is getting creative with it, though, is like, because, okay, I struggled on Tinder. I struggled at just life, and to this day still do. But, like, on Tinder, I heavily struggled, like, because I would just be like, hey, right? Like, the first year, I'm like, hey, hey. And everyone's like, fuck you, right? I'm like, okay, like, or I wish they would have even said fuck you. They don't even respond, right? And then they unmatch me. So I'm like, okay, fuck this. I have to take matters into my own hands. So when I started saying stupid ass shit like Club Penguin and Chill, and like they're
dude,
like,
this man's pickup lines
like,
are fucking golden.
Or they're like, Lamau. I'm like, wow, you feel like you cracked the code. And then honestly though, at that point, it's still up to you. Then you actually just be like a normal human being. Like you say something stupid, they laugh. You mess around, like you don't take life too seriously. And then it's still on you to like, you know, get a date and like talk to them. But like the hardest part is like that first, like getting them to like actually want to talk, because it's weird, right? You're like talking to someone on a fucking app. Like there's a lot of weirdos out there, so you at least want to be like a funny weirdo. And like that's it. Yeah,
just wanted to announce, by the way, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but my eyebrows got done.
Did you get them threaded?
Oh, I was just about to ask.
They got
that. You took the words right out
ask
of my mouth.
Again.
Oh, you didn't get threaded.
I'm not gonna ask.
No,
threaded.
You have a nicer voice than me, dude. You're just like
is
nice
it,
and vibrant.
Is it? Is it just like a more you're like a better option to get threaded?
I think threaded hurts more.
It does. That's
it does.
The only thing I've heard.
I have an ex girlfriend that would get her eyebrows threaded.
I am not an ex girlfriend.
Like once every 2 weeks, I think.
Once every 2 weeks.
Well, she really liked her appearance.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just because like it grew back quickly. I was like, "Yo."
Well, like maybe. But,
that's what you got to do sometimes.
But I mean, she liked the consistency.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I get
but
that.
She said they hurt. Like she said you never get used to it. Like you tear up every time.
I heard those sometimes are easy. Sometimes are, like easier. They're always hard. But like I heard sometimes it hurts like
really?
Exceptionally more. Like, I've never done it, guys.
I've done wax. Okay,
I pluck them with like a tweezer.
The only reason I did it was because one of my buddies today, she sent me a Snapchat of one of our other close friends getting his done.
Oh man!
And we clowned him, and then I showed my girlfriend, and then she's like, "You should get yours done." And I was like,
"And now you're beautiful."
Well, fuck it, it's a Friday, so.
Well, I'm glad you said something because now that I'm gazing at your eyebrows,
dude,
they look very nice.
Yeah,
they're
dude.
Very clean.
You want to hang out after?
Yes.
WYD,
dude, $8. This was $8.
$8, eh?
$8, wow.
Oh, that's not that bad.
It's not bad at
all.
Wait,
do you have to tip?
I tip like $2-$3.
Yeah, because I don't know how the culture goes. Like, you pay and then you tip.
How long did it take?
Like 20 minutes at most.
20 minutes.
So they
for
take
$8?
Like what? Like they take like
sweet.
They take like a piece of like dental floss and they just like run it through your eyebrows.
No. I did waxing. So what they did was they used a little Q-tips, you know, the one that you shouldn't stick in your ear, but everybody does it.
Oh, yeah.
Put wax like.
It.
All onto wherever they're going to take
it
off, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Swear to God, I didn't know what the hell to feel because what my buddy told me was the guy that was getting it done was kind of like tearing. I was like, oh, fuck, I can't do this.
Oh, boy.
So then I do. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking sweating bullets a little bit. I'm like, oh, I'm going to die.
You're sweating?
I don't know what to expect. Like, my buddy said it hurt.
Oh, like this is just pre.
I can imagine.
This is pre. Like, I'm sitting down. Like, they're trying
to
calm me down. Yeah, like, they're trying to calm me down. Like, the massage chair
is on. I thought you were
on.
Crying and sweating.
No. So then they do the thing where they put the wax on my eyebrow.
Two different types of fluids.
And then you can, like, feel it because it's really warm because it's wax. And then she puts the tape. I'm like, oh, fuck. Here's where it happens. I thought it was going to be, like, some 40-year-old virgin type pain.
Shout out Steve Carell.
And then it turns out it was. It was just kind of like a sharp pain. Just, like, once it comes off, it's, like, gone.
Like a pinch?
Yeah. Like a pinch, essentially.
So yeah, you were a champ.
Like ripping off a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And then they got to the point where they were just using a tweezer, and I was like, yo, this is weird, because you can feel each individual one getting plucked.
Oh, boy.
Overall, would do it again.
I hate plucking.
How often, yeah, should you get that done?
Honestly, I don't know. My girlfriend told me.
We can ask our next guest.
Everybody's eyebrows are different.
Are we? Is this like are we foreshadowing? Is that what it's called?
No, we can move on.
Yeah?
Hey, only if she's confirmed.
I'm trying to work on it. I hope everybody's excited for the next episode. If we get this to come through, you guys will love
just
it.
Just know, boys, my prayers, like, I've been praying.
Do we know her?
Aliso's going to blow up on this episode.
The class of Aliso. I can tell you after. I don't want to name drop it.
Okay. Oh, but she went to our high school.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Insane legendary moment Lamau.
Yeah, to let everybody know, we're actually all in college. Some of us are, like Evan and Matt said, they're not in school right now, but we all know each other from our high school. We're not, like, 17.
Class of 15, baby. We bleed teal.
Let him know, like, an hour in.
I know. I mean, well, it's not like, yeah.
I met D-Bears on Gmod.
Yeah.
We had a weird moment.
We were actually playing it together.
Yeah, we were.
Then Jordan joined because he said, hey, join my Minecraft server.
No, me and D-Bears, yeah, we were on this, like, world that was emulating Disneyland, bro, and we met at the Ferris wheel.
I met Evan in the Pornhub comments.
Nathan was asking about math homework help, and then Evan was like, hey, man, I got you. Just DM me.
No, all I said was, this chick has massive bobs, and Evan liked my comment.
Not a nice
I
vagine.
Mean, if I did see that, I would definitely like that. That's hilarious.
Honestly, I would create an account just to like that comment.
It goes down in the Pornhub comments. Have you guys seen, like,
dude,
the
I've seen some funny fucking
comments. Low-key, I've actually never been in the comments.
No, dude, have you seen the LeBron James?
You've never
James,
looked
like,
at him ever?
Yeah, I've seen some of them.
I watched the video in Finnish. Yeah. Why would I?
I've never listened.
Dude,
sometimes
no.
I like to stick around. You say you don't listen to the comments?
It's not my YouTube.
Wait, hold on. Everybody shut up. Jordan just said, I don't listen to the comments.
I don't look at the comments.
You said you listen know, first, mate.
Okay, well, I was trying to make sense of it.
There's no making sense between nothing that makes
no
sense.
I'm sorry. I don't
listen to what people say in the comments.
But I can make sense of one thing.
There's been some funny shit.
No, there's LeBron James NBA Finals iconic block re-upload on Pornhub. Have you guys seen it?
I think
no,
I've
like,
seen
it's,
it. Like,
it's
actually
fucking hilarious. It's like LeBron James chased down block like in the NBA Finals. It's on Pornhub. And like it didn't get taken down for like a long time. It might still be up. You know what? I'm going to search it.
Oh, didn't they put like Star Wars?
Look what I left open. I literally didn't even mean to do this. I just opened up like
which one?
Oh, this is sorry, I got my tabs. Like I like my open.
Oh,
yeah, Jordan.
Fucking
yeah,
archive.
Matt does this. Matt has an archive ready.
Tinder Plus an archive ready.
As you can tell, I have fucking issues. Okay, LeBron James. I'm literally searching this up right now. Block.
Have you guys ever searched up Tinder on Pornhub?
Oh, guys, it's up. LeBron James historic block on Andre Iguodala from all angles. That's kind of hot.
What's the ratio? Wait, what's the ratio of likes?
Oh, God, it's going to open a live cam. I have to, like, open a different tab. Okay.
What's the ratio of likes?
310 to 22 dislikes.
That's not even
very
that
positive.
Bad.
I'm not going to lie, man. This has great engagement. The comments. Okay, reading the comments, it says... The top comment is a guy named LeGoat James 2, and he says, am I the only one who busts a nut at this? And he has 47 upvotes. This man is not alone.
He's got clout.
And then this guy said, Lamau, fuck the Warriors.
And then the third guy just wrote a bunch of, looks like Chinese characters.
Yeah, it probably
can we
says,
distinguish that name?
Okay, so it says, it says Asian character B, Asian character NBA. That's what it says.
Nathan,
can you translate, Mr. Wong?
I can try.
Something Wong.
Oh, look, someone created a Russell Westbrook like ghost account, and they said, fuck Kevin Durant, pussy ass. That's so funny.
Nathan, can you actually read?
No, not at all.
Ah, oh, damn it.
He just looks at it and goes like this. He's just like,
he was so convincing.
I got this.
Oh, I just went off private browsing and I was looking. I was like laughing my ass off this morning. I was at coffee with a friend and I just like turn off my private browsing and I see like the price of a Supreme Louis Vuitton crate and it's $200,000.
Oh, it's the,
this is a fact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, it's like a treasure chest, right?
Yeah. 200K for that thing, dude.
Is there anything in it?
No.
Air.
Supreme Air.
No, it's
Supreme, Supreme Air. Yes. Air. It,
the best air money can buy.
That's how much would you guys say what it was?
It's like 200K, right?
All
right,
200 macaroonies, man. I'm taking out a loan.
Really? Yeah. I'm going to sell my house.
I'm going to put in my my Supreme Louis Vuitton hoodie in there.
Well, you can just use your FAFSA money.
Whoa.
Nate Dog.
Got him.
I get an email later
Nathan,
today.
Nathan, you got some fucking, like, just, like, game-changing shots that you throw out, you know?
Some bangers.
But you're super tasteful with it. I want to give you props.
I appreciate the compliment.
Dude, me and Ramin were just talking about, like, we're like, dude, this guy has, like, the best compliment. But they just come out of nowhere. Like, it's fucking amazing, man. This is really fun, guys.
Dude, I'm glad we can get you guys on here.
I know. I really appreciate you guys
this,
having a song.
This guy's been
this
trying to
fun.
Fucking stroke my sword. Like, yo, when am I going to get on, brother?
I know. I've been basically begging D-Bears to get me on this podcast, you know, just shows my desperation.
Yeah, we had to wait. We came up with this plan.
Sword, stroking your energy sword. Mm.
I think after episode one of season one, I was like, D-Bears, I want to come on the podcast. Yeah.
After episode one?
Yes, immediately.
Those are like worst one, I thought.
I thought the worst one's the one that D-Bears screwed up on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
D-Bears did what?
So there's basically, he's editing. I know exactly what went wrong because everything was fine because I was mixing it. And then D-Bears is like, for some reason, Jordan's mic was only on.
No, you let me mix it. That was the only episode I ever mixed.
Wait, so like, there's only one mic on the whole
thing? No, all of them were on. But for some reason, D-Bears had him muted in the software.
So the way I had
or
it, right?
Everyone else muted besides Jordan.
It wasn't even it wasn't muted. So Nathan entrusted me to edit one of the episodes because we were doing it an old-fashioned way, which was like legitimately the proper way to do it is to go through each person's wave track and lower and raise the volumes appropriately.
Okay.
But then we realized that I don't give a shit about clipping.
And then Nathan decided to go, fuck it, here's an easier trick, but didn't tell me until the later episode. So what I was doing was going through the old-fashioned way, which was going through each person's audio.
Mm. Oh, so like
and I fucked up a majority. I fucked up everybody else's except for Jordan's because Jordan didn't really talk. Like, I would look through the wavelengths, and then I'd listen to Jordan talk, okay, he sounds like a decent level. So I tried matching Nathan and I and Lindsay's, or Tooper's.
And everyone was, like, muted or something, you said?
Basically, so if you go back and listen, I have the files. I just found it the other day when I had to clean up my computer. You can only hear Jordan go, mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude. Throughout the entire episode. No, just,
is
like,
this on Spotify?
This is on Spotify. This is actually a live episode.
Well, the thing
it's
is,
still out there.
He uploaded it, and then 2 days later, I'm like, yeah, you'll re-edit it, right? And just, like, you'll just replace it.
It's been a joke ever since.
It's been, like, 5 months.
So it's, like, for, like, 2 hours. Holy shit.
Well, the next
that's awesome. That's actually a meme. Like, yeah.
You say that's the best podcast, but that may be.
Yeah, chime in, Jordan.
That's the best
one. After we recorded that, the next day, I always listen to the episodes. And I listened to it, and I was like, hey, Nathan, what the fuck did D-Bears do to this episode?
You literally hear everybody else in the background, like, as if like we're all behind Jordan, like sitting on this couch, talking. Just
staring at his ass. Yeah.
But then you would just hear Jordan go, literally his replies, yeah. This is great. No, I like Post Malone.
That's awesome.
And what?
No, Skyscraper was a great movie.
And what number was podcast is this?
I think it's like 7 or 9.
9. It was 9. Okay. I remember this.
I really enjoyed the recent one. Yeah, I like 13. That was fire.
Was that
that's the Vegas
one.
The
Vegas one?
The Weeks of L's one. Yeah, it was great.
That was a rough one.
But yeah, it was funny, though. Yeah, I loved it, man.
4 a.m.
Yeah, when Jordan texted me, as soon as he texted me, I listened. I was like, dude, what have I done?
So then now moving forward, we found an easier way to overall just edit everything a lot easier, where it decreases everybody else's in one.
Okay, cool.
So that way it doesn't fuck up. But yeah, so I have to I'm basically going to go into it this weekend.
Wait, how long?
Of course he is, right? Everyone believes him, right? He's going to do it this weekend?
I can't wait to prove your ass wrong this weekend.
Bro, D-Bear is the Microsoft god, bro.
Scout's honor,
Nathan,
D-Bears.
if I do it this weekend, you owe me Phil. If I do it this weekend.
You guys making Phil's wagers right now?
Phil's wagers right now. A mojito.
That's a fair wager, though. I mean, dude, mint mojito is...
Mint mojito. If I don't do it, you get a mint mojito. If I do it, you owe me one.
I thought you guys were going to do a halal guy's joke.
Oh, my. That's between our other friends. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Loser owes the winner halal guys.
The whole joke, though, about it is, like, it's amazing food, but it makes you, like, shit yourself.
Dude.
There's, like, so many beans.
Literally.
Like,
I ate it, like... My entire life.
Because it's like
semester.
Indian food, right?
Wait.
I've never
no,
before,
it's Persian.
Like, so.
Is it Persian?
Yeah.
Halal guys?
Or is it Paki?
It might be Paki.
So if it's Paki, it's basically Indian food. Paki and Indian food is very similar.
I heard it's just like so like...
Wait, what's the Hawaiian place?
Nalu's?
No, not Nalu's.
I had that today.
I love Nalu's is so good. Thank you.
Bro,
oh
Nalu's is a top five fast food restaurant.
Evan.
Bro.
Thank
next
time, you. Yo, out to this podcast, one of these weeks, I got to take you down to Irvine area. There's a really dope Hawaiian food place that has the same thing
what
as...
What is it called?
TFCI.
Is it Aloha?
Yes.
Oh, how did I know?
Aloha and Tustin?
Yes.
It's dank?
Well, it's fucking fire.
It's fire.
Nathan, you're gang. You'll come with us.
Yeah,
big
of course.
Guy.
Okay, so here's
if
the thing D-Bears about Aloha.
Fixes the episode.
No, guys.
Yo,
here's
yeah,
the
we
thing,
we
no, we're gonna go regardless, my dude. You want some good? You want some good Hawaiian
no, so,
barbecue?
So
come
Nalu's,
on.
Like Nalu's will give you like good portions, right,
dude?
But like Aloha gives you portions for
and
like
then
2 days.
The portions.
Like
too.
I have never to this day, really? I have never to this day finished an Aloha Hawaiian barbecue like order.
Dude, what are their hours? Let's go right now.
It's
they're actually
so,
closed.
They're probably
fuck.
Closed now. But dude, it's like by the Tustin Lake Market.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like technically in there.
Dude, I'm gonna look it up just for you, Evan.
Dude, it's so good.
Dude, the best Hawaiian barbecue I had, well, who'd have thunk it, was in Hawaii, and it was so. Oh my god, dude! It was
I don't know,
so
man.
Good.
I don't believe
the Mac salad is the unsung hero of every Hawaiian.
Wait, what do you guys
barbecue.
Get at Nalu's?
Mac salad is how you
chicken katsu. That's it.
I get one of two things: either the chicken katsu, or I get the grilled chicken teriyaki, chicken breast. But I get it with the chicken thigh instead because it's juicier and more tender. They're always like, it's going to be a longer wait. Is that okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's going to be okay. It's going to be delicious. I fucking...
Bitch, I'll wait all fucking day for this.
So technically, it's Middle Eastern, but the three people that created Halal Guys were from Egypt that emigrated here.
Oh, okay. So it's...
They
won. Okay, so it's Arabic food.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I've never had halal guys.
You
it's,
haven't.
It's,
okay.
No, it's good.
It's
though,
actually
yeah.
really good. I eat it spicy. I don't know what these two are talking about when it makes you like shit yourself.
No,
I
love
that.
Spicy food. Matt knows how much I love spicy
Natraj,
food.
Oh, I remember those days.
Dude, okay, we need to hit up Mint. Okay, yes. You remember Natraj. Remember
yes.
Natraj on PCH?
Oh,
how dank that
love
place
PCH.
Was. Okay. Natraj is nothing compared to Mint.
Mint's
off Alicia and
like,
Paseo
and
de Valencia.
Good too. That says something,
like
man.
Right like the Spotify playlist.
Oh my god, dude! Right across from Laguna Hills High School, bro.
Is that the move?
Oh my god,
Mint is
Mint is my favorite
Spotify
restaurant
playlist.
On this planet.
Great
okay.
restaurant, great
okay.
Spotify playlist. Everything's working, dude. If you get on Mint, like you won.
It's
like,
game
on
over.
Spotify
wait,
playlist. Yeah.
Evan.
Side note, but yeah.
Yes.
Have you had the bomb, the hot sauce?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You've
horrible.
Had it.
Okay. Yeah,
you don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. Jackson has a bottle of it.
Holy shit.
Wait, do you like it? Because I personally kind of do. I put it in clam chowder.
My friend Michael got it, too. He shipped it to his house, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you add it to food, like a little bit of it, because it's so concentrated, I could see it being, like, good. But, I mean, I had, like, a pinky full of it, like, just straight. And I was, like, drooling over a sink for, like, 10 minutes.
You should have seen him. Because he's lactose intolerant, so we had to get him donuts.
Think.
No liquid.
Lactose intolerant. It's a hot sauce.
No, but
dairy
to drink. He wanted, because we all had milk and chocolate milk to help
us.
Because
milk and ice cream is, yeah.
This guy.
Fuck. Did you take a lactaid?
No.
We had Pepto right here.
Brilliant. I thought that was ketamine.
Okay.
No, but
first
Da Bomb.
First person to get into K-hole gets $5 Venmo free.
Only
but
five.
Da Bomb is hands down the worst.
Well, we're about to do
spice.
It right now.
Surprise! I'm kidding.
Let's do it. Let's pull it out. I'll give
you
want to
take a poll?
No, Sean Evans comes out.
I'll
he's like, "What's up?
Oh my god!
I'll take a
that would be.
I'll epic. Take a pinky of it. Yeah, I don't care.
Sean Evans knocks on the door. He's like, "Official T podcast. I'm Sean Evans, and today
rolling out the red carpet for you.
Dude,
official T.
This camera.
Dude, tell him what you got going on in your life.
If
that motherfucker put me on his
my
show,
idol. I love Sean.
He would pull up my Instagram and explain. He'd be like. Explain these posts with these red, with that red shirt, and I'd be like, dude, that's the only shirt I had for weeks.
Oh yeah, the deep dive on the gram.
Yeah
the, he pulls up the picture of you with the Model X, and he's like, explain this picture of you like flexing for the gram.
D-Bears owns a Tesla.
D-Bears does own a Tesla. It's always charging. Elon told me he'd replace it, but he hasn't gone back to me. Specifically the Model X. Not just any Model X. P85D. You know that shit goes ham.
Yep.
Yeah.
This dude,
that's just the top
dude,
tier
this
model.
Dude goes on Rodeo Drive every day and puts in autopilot, bro, and flips off.
Yeah, literally,
on the street.
I literally refresh the autopilot so that it follows the square of Rodeo.
And he makes looping TikToks, and every single post says hashtag wealth.
Yeah, I actually picked up Logan Paul the other day. He wanted to do a TikTok with me.
Holy shit.
Doesn't he have a Model X too?
Yeah.
He
do.
Has everything.
They
Logan
all
Paul
has
whatever he wants.
Influencers have a Model X.
Yeah.
He has a fucking school bus.
The battle bus, like they turn it into a battle bus. I
no
told
way.
You guys I've taken that vehicle. I'm kidding. No, I wish. I just take the one in the air. It's fire.
Wait, does he pick up like <Tracy. kids laughs>
huh? My girlfriend just texted.
Yeah, a bunch of girls.
How she send you nudes?
A bunch of little girls.
That's weird, I'll say weird.
Wait, who sent you nudes?
Oh, our next guest.
Stop all right, let me see.
Okay, you're going to make me sad.
Wait, do you know who it is?
He does. I told Matt. I was texting Matt the minute I did it.
Oh, man. Okay, the suspense is killing me.
All right, so to kind of like foreshadow Matt, like I've messaged her. Uh-huh. And I asked, because she wanted to basically have her let me, I'd let her know that. So
really, that's confirmed?
No, not confirmed. It's 50-50 right now. So what happened?
We're negotiating.
We're putting on, because obviously it only makes sense for her to get something and us to get something out of it.
Yeah.
It's, so
it should be
what
a
is
really
she, what?
Thing.
Well, no, it's like for her, it's just
there's
like
a trade.
No, well, like it's the greatest trade deal in American history.
It's up to how you perceive it. It's like, I could be on the show, and then you get to plug yourself.
Because essentially, I asked her. I was like, because she really doesn't know us, but we know of her because of what she puts out on social media. It's all fucking humorous.
She dominates Twitter.
So I asked her. I was like, hey, man.
Absolutely.
Or not, hey man. I was like, hey, like, do you want to be on the pod? And
yo, bro.
Like, I was like, yeah, Dirty Dom's.
Oh god.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah. So I asked her like if she wanted to be on the pod. She's been like, oh, I don't really listen to podcasts. Like, what are we gonna do? It's like, we'll just literally just ask you like an interview style, like,
right?
Like, what's up with these tweets? Like, what made you come up with this? Like, this shit's funny as fuck because it's actually really funny.
That could be some great content.
So
there.
It would be. I think it would be probably like it would be.
Yeah. So
it would be such a hit.
Says the guy who is like terrified what to say.
Well, because like,
what do I say to her? She's down.
Whoa, dude, come on, man!
Like, dude,
don't just ruin my image.
I want to ask her about her fucking sugar daddy tweets.
Well, oh, dude.
All right, just fucking cut it out.
No, I'm kidding. So yeah, we like.
I mean, yeah, no name was given.
That's true. So well, basically, she's like, all right, I'll get back to you about it. And then she wants me to ask her within like closer to it happening. So I asked her this week, just to, like, not have us run around next week to get a guest if she cancels.
Right.
So it's up in the air right now.
Okay.
But if it works out, it's gonna be a goat of an episode.
That'd be something else.
And it's super chill. It's like you just come through for like an hour and just chill and talk.
Literally.
This is our first like podcast experience. It's so fun. It's chill.
Yeah.
You just talk.
It's like terrible timing though.
Well, tell her to bring one of her friends so she like feels more comfortable.
I mean, yeah, whatever. Like,
that's a good idea.
Like, whatever.
No, seriously,
helps.
That could help them open up because then they'll feed off each other.
Exactly. Well, it's a matter of like her friend like also has funny content because it'd be kind of weird to have one person who has like all this funny shit and then this her other friend that's like static. She's like, oh hi, hello, I do this.
Yeah.
Both people gotta have like energy.
Yeah. Exactly.
That could be a lot of fun.
Fuck. Yeah.
But now I feel like there's too much hype if this doesn't come through.
I know, it's going to be very depressing.
We've like readdressed it so many times.
Well, they have
why.
No clue who's going to be on the podcast. So the next person that comes on will be good
Jordan
regardless.
Yeah, this podcast is always, it's always going to spill
the tea. We're
actually
going to get Jordan's.
We're always going to spill the tea.
It's called Bro's Official
Tea. Official
tea.
Bro, you just said that.
What?
Now he's going to listen to this and know.
Okay.
D-Bearish just keeps it no cap. N0C4P.
Jesus Christ.
Exclamation one, exclamation one, exclamation one, 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 69.
420XX.
If you're wondering what Matt says to girls on Tinder, it's
basically
that.
Whatever
you
Matt says
out there,
to us is viable to any girl on
and
Tinder.
And they say, ha ha, so funny.
They're like, ha ha, you're so cute. We should go out.
Shout out Long Beach.
I love LB, baby. We love the trap. Well, okay, Long Beach has some amazing areas. And then also some really sketchy ones. Oh yeah, no. Okay, I'll say it. I went out with this very like sweet, amazing person, and you know, we were in Long Beach. And keep in mind, I grew up in a bubble. I'm a piece of shit. Growing up, like
you're not a piece of shit for growing up where you grew up.
No, but I'm scared. Like I was like always like I was not familiar with any other like area because I'm super sheltered. So like,
but that's natural, yeah, right? If you live in a safe area and then you go to an unsafe area, you're going to be on edge. Is
but I know the fifth friends, safest
city. Where the fuck did you pull out Popeyes?
How do you guys? Did
you have the sandwich?
Yeah, no, they've been out, dude.
They're still out.
Dude, they're
still
out until like September 9th. All the signs, right?
September like 12th.
Oh, you got to be kidding me now! All right, so
wow. Sorry, continue, man.
Do you think there's dealers out there?
Absolutely. Like they froze seen them
easily.
Like they freeze
Quavo.
Yeah, he's selling him, right?
Yeah, like dude, he had like 100 in his in his maybe not 100.
Didn't he say 2,000 a pop?
He said 1,000 a pop.
That's some. I mean, honestly,
that's stupid.
Yeah, that's some serious.
$1,000 for a cold sandwich.
Good thing I have my. Because
by that, you know that by the time people actually show up, they've been sitting in his car for like three hours.
I heard just like a mother like chicken. He sits on it. He's like, I keep it warm. He's like, and then they come and get it. And he just like stands up.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, Popeyes is all right.
Chick-fil-A for life, dog.
Canes.
Yeah, it's I like both. Canes sandwich.
Have you guys had Chick-fil-A mac and cheese
chicken
yet?
Chicken strip sandwich.
Chick-fil-A does not have mac and cheese.
Yes, they do. Nationwide, they have it as a side item.
Yeah, I've yet to have it. But.
Holy shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of fucking side items, dude, Popeyes ran out of fries.
Popeyes ran out of everything, bro. They're blowing up because of
So they ran out of chicken. And fries, so they were just slinging biscuits.
Basically,
is that the only thing they had? It was kind of mashed taters.
So depressing.
They run out of fries.
Yeah, I was like, they're like, hey, what do you want for your side? I was like, a biscuit and fries. I'm like, oh, we're out of fries. And I was like, what the fuck?
They're gonna take two biscuits.
Yeah, basically. Actually, no, I got Cajun rice.
Ooh, oh, nice. You guys are making me hungry. It's late too. I'm like, Every time I eat at this time, I get weird nightmares. You guys ever have that?
No.
Oh, okay, I guess that's just me.
You get nightmares when you eat late?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
So I eat this box of Cheez-Its like the other day.
Were they the white cheddar ones?
You damn fucking right, baby.
Oh, those
See,
are the
Uncle
ones.
Uncle Evan knows me the best. That's why I'm like, dude, we're brothers. But anyways,
it's just because
your uncle.
It's just because, you know, family's family.
Hey, incest is incest, dog.
Family is not always blood related.
Blood is thicker than water, man.
Yes, sir. No, but like I ate this like. I ate this like box of white cheddar Cheez-Its and I had like the freakiest dream of my life. Like literally like, I don't know when it happened. Cause like, you know, you go to sleep and like, you don't remember how things transition. But yeah, long story short, I'm trying to remember this dream, but I don't want to say any false information right now, but like that shit.
No Cheez-Its, one's going to know the difference.
Yeah.
No one's going to fact check you on your dream.
But my Asian mother taught me honor system.
Oh, okay.
I will remember it later. But yeah, eating late at night fucks me up, man. Let me know if that happens for anyone else. Because everyone here seems to be chilling eating at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, I think for me eating late at night just puts me to sleep because I feel fat and heavy and I'm just like, oh, time to just knock.
I remember, so I guys, I remember the dream. I'm sorry, talkies. I remember the dream. Holy shit.
It better be 100% accurate.
No. No. This is all facts, bro. No printer. So fucking, it's a recurring dream since I was a little kid. This is fucking
okay.
Spooky one.
Dude, I eat this box of white cheddar cheeses because I'm hungry. And I'm not going to lie. I'm, you know, it's sad boy horny hours, dude. Like, you know, you're trying to.
Wait, so what do you do with these cheeses?
Like jerking off with the Cheez-It dust.
Yeah, I mean, because that's, you know, it's the only thing I've been, you know, I can hook up with.
Matt,
with
I brought you grapes. Why do you have Cheez-It all over your dick?
I'm like, Mom, it's Poor the Min-ha. Magic dust. Anyways.
Matt has a side. Instead of lotion, it's actually Cheese Whiz.
No, this dream is so weird. There is such a thing called Cheese Whiz. Isn't that the spray?
Yeah.
It's like the spray paint cheese. Oh, that's just sketchy.
Spray paint cheese.
Yeah. Do you guys want to tag up the city, like Los Santos, with Cheese Whiz? Yeah, bro. No, okay, so the dream, though, was like the whole world revolved around a NASCAR track. And like all the citizens would walk and drive around this NASCAR track. And in the middle is this giant hand. And, like, for some reason, the hand would randomly choose people on the track and just pick it up and squeeze it to death. And, you know, why is it fucking pick me first? That's all.
It sounds like the movie Teeth.
No, so I see his giant hand, right? And I'm like driving.
Wait, for like some the reason, hand from Super Smash
fucking
Bros.
Vagina movie?
Have you guys seen that?
The mouth.
With Megan Fox.
No, I haven't seen. Is Megan Fox in that?
Right?
No, that's Jennifer's Body.
Jennifer's Body is a good movie.
That's no, it's not.
Just because it's Megan Fox.
Dude, my
bro.
Birds again.
It's Megan Fox.
Wait,
are you sure those birds aren't down here?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Do they balls? Sound like they're coming from that drawer?
Oh, well, that was my penis.
Okay.
Can you do
That's
it again?
Why the movie was called Bird Box.
I thought it was called Bird Box.
All right, guys. Security.
Wait, you said that was your dick? You said that was
Can
your
you
dick
get
making
him out
that noise?
Here.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, dude. The mix on the sounds that your dick has been making is fantastic. Very warm, inviting.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
Very full.
Nathan actually uses his penis to film.
Huh?
Nathan actually uses his penis to film on set.
I heard when his penis makes noises in 8D audio. Surround sound
7.1,
bruh. Dolby vibes.
Where are we sitting Dolby.
At? Technically 115.
The table.
115.
How long are these?
5 minutes.
How long are these things on average? Usually, like.
One... I mean, lately we've been going around like 115, 120 ish. Because like cool. guess wise,
let's just go full Joe Rogan time. Like 3 hours.
He goes off. Yeah.
I wish.
I mean, but I mean, he's kind of all over the place. So, like, I've seen some podcasts where they're like
DMT.
As short as 45 minutes, and then he'll have some like the one with Alex Jones, Eddie Bravo, and oh, did he have a fourth guy?
Well,
on?
Drama
I can't remember.
Does
he had
like,
4 hours. That was 4 hours.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Drama
but it was
does
the best
like,
one.
5 minute podcast.
There's one there's
drama
one.
Like
the Young and Reckless guy.
Oh, like Rob Dyrdek's cousin.
He's
there's
got
a
beautiful
podcast.
Teeth because he got all implants. Spent
really?
Oh, dude, you know? Do you not remember the Fantasy Factory episode where he got his entire mouth implanted? Drama.
Oh.
10K, bro. Just and he's got perfect teeth.
Jeez. Dude, some rappers
as perfect
like
as ASAP Rocky.
For like,
what's up?
As perfect as ASAP's because that man's teeth are fucking.
ASAP who?
Rocky.
I don't know about
dude.
His teeth.
Best teeth in the game, bro.
Gucci
okay.
Mane.
Gucci Mane.
Really?
No, Gucci Mane.
He has implants too.
Gucci Mane. Rich the Kid.
Rich the Kid.
Up. He does have great teeth. Cause you know why? These guys all go to the same doctor.
What about ASAP Rocky? No.
ASAP Rocky. Yes.
Okay.
Manny Koshman.
Little oh.
Real estate influencer entrepreneur, but they all like get their teeth done.
Hello, my name is Manny Koshbeam.
I love that guy, dude.
I'm here with my beautiful daughter Priscilla.
No, he owns like the
dude. Evan just loves redlining.
No, I'm like sitting with my dad at Starbucks on Father's Day, and Manny Koshbeam rolls up like this, and like in his Bugatti, and I was like, Dad, that guy is like my idol, and he sits next to us. But I was too scared to say anything. He was very intimidating.
He should have been like, is that Priscilla?
Oh, he would legit take his Bugatti and run me over. He'd be like,
Happy Father's Day, Matt. Taste my tires.
Jesus.
That's about it. Sorry, Manny.
Or runs you over in the valet of Pelican Hill.
That would be honestly an honor. At that point, you know, it's all good.
But yeah, should we wrap it up, boys? It's getting there.
This is great.
I've never had to wrap it up.
How do you guys even
hey.
The amount of times you chose to talk on this episode.
Skeet, my dude.
So the amount of times Jordan spoke was about 4 times, and on that 4th time, he makes a sex joke.
Dude, but every time he speaks, it has insane value. Like, he has, like, the boost on. It's, like, 10 times multiplier.
There's a gravity to it, man.
He has star power. It's blue, star bro. Power. Your hands
You're 8
fire.
Times multiplier.
I'm just an e-boy. What can I say?
You're an e-boy?
Honestly, Jordan Eboy, yeah. I can vouch for it.
That was back in the day.
He's low-key got Tinder game.
I honestly am not surprised to hear that.
It actually works for him.
I feel like you're very photogenic.
No.
Well, he's my photographer, so it helps
can,
a lot.
Can you attest to that, Nathan?
I mean, we haven't taken photos in...
Yep, and that's why we need to take new photos, because it's been a year. But yeah, a girl offered to do porn with me on Tinder once.
What did you say?
I guess this will be the last
said,
thing.
Well, I'll consider it.
You'll have to listen to last week's podcast.
So what you do is, you know,
you piece of shit.
Which will be uploaded when?
Probably around the same time we upload this one.
Yeah, I think we're just going to do either we're going to offset a couple days or just back to back.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
We're spending on some stuff behind the scenes.
You should just Venmo request the girl, you know, in exchange for services. It's a business, Ben. It's a business. And let me know, you know.
She said you would get pretty good money.
I would give you an upvote.
Honestly, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No face, you get cut off.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. No, there's plenty of no face porn.
Well, that's what she said.
I would do it 5 times a week.
Would you get paid for this?
She said it was $400 a film.
You know what? That sounds like music to my
ears. $400 for 10 seconds?
Yeah, because I don't last long.
Pretty good money.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's, that's, I mean,
you 2K just upload it to TikTok.
How much is that an hour? How much is that an hour?
Dude, that's
how much
2K a week.
How much is that as an hourly wage?
$2,400 an hour if you're going 400.
400 every 10 seconds?
10 seconds. Sorry, I think it meant 10 minutes. Jesus Christ. Oh, no. You're about to be a millionaire, bro. Yeah, I'm like, you're about to just...
Damn, Jordan.
All of a sudden, no, we come back, and he's like, I have an oil rig now. That's the path. How? Like, how'd you get an oil rig? You're like, I'm in the creative media business.
I have too much money, so I bought an oil rig.
Just a meteoric rise to BP exec.
Yeah.
Like, Jordan goes from driving, like, old-ass cars. He's like, guys, I'm moving into LA next week. Can you help? And we're just like, where'd you get that money?
He's our Burbank.
TikTok.
Oh, yeah, you want to be our
roommate?
Do you want to be our Burbank sponsor, bro?
Well, I have to produce this podcast some way.
I support you, man.
But yeah,
boys, it's been a pleasure.
Wrap. Yeah,
thank you for having us. It's been a lot of fun.
Anytime, Nathan, do the honors.
Oh yeah, well, no, you can wrap it up, Jordan. You've never wrapped it up before.
That's true. You don't wrap it up. He's wrap no it up, cow. Jordan.
Well, thank you for watching this week's episode.
Watching.
Fuck.
You can cut it.
Hey, no, but that works.
No, we're gonna keep it.
No, that was right.
No experience of rapping, so.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's first time for everything.
It's better to rap it now, and then instead of not knowing how to wrap it up later, you know. So you get to it, buddy.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're.
Are you Spice Adams? Was that a Spice Adams? Yeah, he's like aha ha. He's like you uh-huh. see it.
Thank you for listening. See you next time, teabaggers.
Jesus.